So how often do you see this with sorafenib or lenvatinib incidentally? I guess lenvatinib, you see some responses, huh?
So lenvatinib, you know, I've had several patients, and this was sort of another case.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about this other patient.
Yeah, so just in parallel to this, you know, I have a patient, with several patients, but one that is an example, you know, of a gentleman, he's a bit older in his 70s, he had NASH-associated HCC, biopsy proven, mostly liver-limited disease, treated with embolization, ultimately developed some portal vein involvement, also had rheumatoid arthritis on sort of these disease-modifying agents and immunosuppressives. You know, I placed him on lenvatinib at the standard dose for his weight, and he had a very similar experience in that the tumor marker, which was elevated, decreased. He had stability to some shrinkage of the tumor with a decreased enhancement. So we see that with anti-angiogenics where the patients will have necrosis of the tumor, less enhancement of the tumor. This has been well documented with drugs like sorafenib, lenvatinib. These are non-classical responses where you don't necessarily have tumoral shrinkage, but you have central necrosis. And so that's another example of response. And he continues now with stable disease. And this is a patient that's been on for some time now, at least over 6 or 7 months.
So one thing I see here that's kind of interesting about this patient, well, a couple of things I want to ask you about. One is you said NASH-associated cirrhosis. And I hear about that, but I'm kind of curious, though, how it manifests clinically. For example, was this patient obese?
So this patient has a history of obesity, also has some hypertension, cardiovascular comorbidities, and hyperlipidemia. And you often see that with fatty liver disease. And
is that the usual kind of clinical history when you have a NASH-associated HCC? But there's,
typically,
they're not like,
yeah.
So it's not like, you know, excessive morbid obesity and something clinically.
It doesn't have to be. That's one part of the criteria for sort of a metabolic syndrome, but you don't need to be morbidly obese. And certainly in the United States, we're seeing more patients with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And so, you know, there's probably going to be more NASH and maybe more liver cancer associated with that.